Well, that was the way of things, like, you know, that's the way of things, like, as I said, a big problem was that guys were idle, and they had to fill the time, like, there was no community schemes for the keeping busy at that time, you know, so.
What kind of things did people find hard, say now, of your parents' generation?
Make ends meet. It's funny now, I see it, like, make ends meet, like, you know. I mean, just the father's suit, like, would be going into the pond on a Monday, like. And if there was something on, it'd be taken out on a Friday, like, the dole come in. And, like, in the end, like, the father, like, or the pawn shop didn't really know who owned the suit, like. It went on so long. And that was every family, like,
yeah.
Yeah. Every family, like, which was resulting that, like, the suit could outlive the family because the suit was always kept. It was a means of money, like, it was kept in perfect nick, like, you know. At that time, like, pawn shops were fascinating places. You know, place was full of pawn shops, like, you know.
Do you remember any particular ones?
Well, I remember the one down in Blowney Street next to the Blowney Street School. And I remember there was one up in the end of Patrick's Hill, and I saw a watch inside in the window. And at that time, like, you didn't have choice of a dozen watches in your drawer. Like, a watch was a thing for life, you know. So I saw this watch anyway, and just the watch was fabulous. I was thinking I could have been a teenager at that time, so I decided anyway I wanted a watch. And so your man says, I let you pay by the week, so I pay by the week. When you have paid, you'd get it out. I don't know, was it 10 bob or something like that? In the end, anyway, I couldn't keep up the payments. I couldn't keep up the payments for a 10 bob watch, like, you know. So even though today, like, I have this watch now, like, I've had a good 35 years now. And I think, like, in my mind, like, a watch is something for life. A watch is something you get, and it's something for, like, I see people, they change a watch every day now, and that's grand, like. But for me, a watch is something for life, because, like, it was a possession I always wanted, like, you know what I mean, you know. So it was all, like majority of the time it was second hand clothes, like. Only chance, like, that when we say once a year, there was this scheme called the Free Boots, and your mother would take you down, and you maybe down to Shannon Street or whatever, and you would get if these free boots from the government, like, you know what I mean? And they were supposed to last you for the year then, like, you know. Otherwise you'd be in rubber dollies in the middle of winter, like, you know. Canvas shoes, like, and no matter what the weather was, like, you know. And everyone going to school was in a short pants.
Yeah.
You know?
What kind of things did your mother do, say, now, to kind of stretch things a bit, or to?
Well, at Christmas she went plucking. Yeah, all the women in our area went plucking.
Yeah.
You know, because I say, like, in like, other than the father being on the dole, it ended up the mother being bringing home the money. Like, she went plucking. And then for the rest of the year, she went cleaning people's houses. She'd do anything.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was like the mother hen, like, looking after the family, like. So that was the bonus. In Christmas, they'd go plucking the chicken and turkey. And I had one aunt. She moved. She was over there in the middle parish. And she moved to Leamington Spa after. She was a dinger at the plucking. Like, she could turn out so many turkeys or whatever, like, you know. Because the turkey would be clean, because if they tore the turkey, they have to sew it.
Yeah.
They'd have a needle and thread, like. So I remember going down with the food down to the mother. And at that time, that could have been a bottle of tea.
Yeah.
And maybe a sandwich, like, it'd be go down, because she wouldn't have to come back up then again. The place used to pluck the turkeys was down in across from the Mercy Hospital. It was in that area. And going in, and all the women, they had bibs on them, but they were all covered in feathers, like, you know. Whole place was feathers, like, you know.